The only donuts that I ever had a chance to get was after I got on up. Now, when I was young, I didn't have such things as donuts. Mm-hmm. When I got, maybe we began to buy a few, and this other man married my aunt, mm-hmm. get them at the stores and so on, but I don't know anything about making donuts.
Mm-hmm. And you say you'd, something you'd take up a batter and then make, fry three or four of these for breakfast. That would be a... And eat with syrup and butter.
Biscuits.
Or, no, something you'd flat and you'd...
Oh, flapjack.
Uh-huh. Any other names for them?
Oh, yeah. Now, listen. We used to make and would eat what they call a flapjack. Mm-hmm. Made out of flour bread. Mm-hmm. See, not cornmeal, but flour.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
We call them flapjack.
What about flitter or
flitters too. Flitters. I tell you what, the word, it don't make any difference. It was about 50% each way, I'd say. It was either, I don't know what would just come on the end of a person's tongue at that time, would be either flitter, I know what they're talking about, it was a flapjack, I know what it's talking about. Mm-hmm. But now, about this pancake, now I'd use pancake today, it's a pancake now.
Mm-hmm. But you used to call it flitter
or flapjack. That's right.
And talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You might say a sack would contain 5 or 10. What a flour, 5 or 10.
What's that?
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. Now you might buy 5 or 10.
Pounds.
And the inside part of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
And what color is that?
Yellow. Wait a minute. Used to be yellow.
You call the thing the yaller?
That's right.
Uh-huh. And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boil. Hmm? Boil an egg.
Mm-hmm. What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Do what now?
If you crack them and let them drop into hot water.
That would be poaching. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what that was. Mm-hmm. Not till just a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We never did do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. What about when you kill a hog, what would you call the different parts of meat?
Oh yeah, we got chitlins, ham, midlins, mm-hmm. and livers, shoulders.
When you
cut the jowls, but they used to pronounce that jowls.
Mm-hmm. When you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that?
That's a meal.
Mm-hmm. What about the word bacon? What does bacon mean?
See what I mean. What did bacon mean?
Mm-hmm.
It meant that mid in the side of a hog.
Would you call that a side of bacon or a middling of bacon? Or
side of bacon.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between bacon and middling?
There's no, now let me tell you what, Barbara, see, the side, the flat portion of a hog, when you cut the parts out after you butchered, that side, what we call slab bacon now,
mm-hmm.
that is a middling. Used to mm-hmm. be all in, it's one piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you cut pieces out of that, well, you couldn't hang it. Used to, when they'd hang it in the smokehouse, you'd hang the whole thing. It'd be big as this towel over here in your body, see? The whole side of a hog. That mm-hmm. is a middling of meat.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Uh-huh.
Then you'd go in and you'd cut a portion of that off. You'd cut a slab of bacon. See, it's the same thing as bacon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they make bacon out of now, is what we used to call a middling.
Mm-hmm.
A meat.
What do you call the...